USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse's verdict has been reached, not guilty. Speaking in a press conference, Mark Richards, one of Rittenhouse's attorneys, says the judge was correct in throwing out the gun possession charge.
If you read the statute correctly, he was legal in having that firearm. And obviously, once the evidence came in, the judge threw the charge.
Rittenhouse claims self-defense in the killing of 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber that happened last year during riots and looting in Kenosha. The Department of Justice announcing in a joint effort with Europol that it arrested 150 people worldwide in Operation Dark Hunter in an effort to seize weapons, drugs, and more than $31 million in currency. Arrests taking place across three continents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden at the White House Friday participates in the annual presidential turkey pardoning ahead of Thanksgiving.
A special thanks to the students at Ellie and Jack's school in Jasper who submitted the names of these two fine turkeys. The two names I couldn't agree on more. Who better help celebrate the holiday in which they break the bread for two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly.
A social spending package is moving forward through Congress. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
House Democrats have won the first round of the very expensive partisan social spending bill. President Biden's Build Back Better legislation passed by a thin majority Friday morning.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The House now has 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
In financial news, Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 268 points to close at 35601. A Republican governor is keeping his word by securing the U.S.-Mexico border in his state.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, images showed a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on Fox News. He said on that day that the National Guard was to begin placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent them from coming across the border. Abbott, who's up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority for his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande, and deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Biden's open border policies. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.